listening to the country's most informative auto show, the Automotive Reporter.
And welcome back to the Automotive Reporter, Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin, and our guest Chris Kemp, account manager, Tuffy Security Products. You kind of help us all protect our stuff, don't you?
That's our goal, Harold. We make lockboxes to lock up your valuables either in your home or in your vehicle, so you can keep the things that you prize most out of the people that want them most.
Well, I was looking at the lineup. I said, you know, I need to get some of those things and then go get more stuff. I need some more stuff to put in them. A very interesting figure was looking at this about how often vehicles are burglarized and what the average vehicle break-in results are.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, it's a mere matter of seconds between burglaries and in vehicles, and it's getting worse every day. And, you know, people don't think about what's really important. They leave things in their vehicle, like vehicle registrations, for example. It has all your personal information on it. Garage door openers, things that people can get into your house, get into your residence, and then steal more stuff. And heaven forbid, you know, your handgun that you're carrying gets into the wrong hands.
Yeah, and like I say, you've got some ID that has your address on it, and you left your keys in your car too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Left the house keys. Well, hello, that's an invitation.
Yes.
Well, you're doing a little bit for everybody. I know you do it on your professional side. You're dealing with the police, military, oil field. What do you do for all those companies like that for security?
Well, my focus with Tuffy is on the law enforcement side. I deal with government, law enforcement agencies, federal, state, local. We deal with utility companies, but we started off as basically just selling to off-roaders, selling to the Jeep market. Our owner, he back in the late 80s, had a Jeep and went hiking up in the mountains in Colorado and came back and his stuff got stolen. So he kind of got angry and built himself a console, and Tuffy was born at that point.
So what would be some of the applications for, let's say, the police?
We make some vehicle-specific applications, like for those Ford Interceptor SUVs that you see driving around all over the place,
yep.
The sedans. We make drawers that go in the back that mount in there. They're fairly large, so you can secure all of your tactical gear, your weapons, your vest, your helmets, your evidence kits, your ammunition. And then we make smaller options also just for handgun storage. And like I said, some of it's vehicle-specific, and a lot of it is universal, so it'll go from vehicle to vehicle, and some of them are even portable.
Well, it's interesting, but a lot of people don't realize how often cop cars are broken into. You think, like, who'd be stupid enough to break into a cop car? But, you know, the guy's obviously stupid anyway because he's a thief, but he's also looking at that going, that's a cop car, therefore they may have guns in there I can steal.
You are completely correct. And as a matter of fact, in California, they just amended their law over there. I know you're in Houston, but this is an interesting story nonetheless.
Sure.
In California, they amended their law because a person carrying a firearm had to have it locked inside their vehicle, but peace officers were not held to that same standard. So they had a couple of law enforcement officers who left their guns on their front seat, and those things got stolen, so they had to amend their law. So now everybody in California, all the law enforcement officers, there's about 73,000 of them, are scrambling to find lock boxes for their cars.
Well, they could have used that the JK security deck.
Oh, absolutely. That's real important. If you have a Jeep, it makes everything nice and storable in the back, and it locks up nice and secure, and it creates a secondary shelf also because you lose a lot of vertical space in the back of that vehicle if you don't have a shelf in there.
Yeah, and Jeep, by its design, is fairly easy to break into. So you got so many of them that, you know, all you got to do is, cut the canvas, as it were, which makes it desirable, again, to have some products like this. I was scanning the website real quick, though. What is the flip-up license plate holder? Is that to keep somebody from stealing my license plate?
No, actually. For your first point there, the Jeeps are very vulnerable. I drive a Jeep with a soft top, and I don't lock my doors on purpose.
Uh-huh.
I have my console in my glove box. All my stuff gets locked up in there,
yeah.
And I don't want them to cut my windows.
Right.
I don't want them to cut my top. That's expensive.
You bet.
So come on in, look around. There's nothing in here for you. Move on.
On those security decks, you make those like where they go underneath seats, just about for any vehicle. You got a place to put one, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we have a lot of applications that are very universal. So whereas we might make something for an older Jeep, it might just be a rectangular product, and you might be able to mount that in your F-150 or your Chevy Silverado or, you know, anything else, your Subaru, whatever you're driving. But Harold, to get back to your point about the license plate.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What that is, it's a license plate holder because some states require front tags. Colorado, for example, does.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a winch on the front of your vehicle, and you have no place to put that tag unless you like bolt it underneath the winch. This attaches to the winch itself and attaches to what they call the fairlead, which is how the winch cable comes out.
Okay.
And it flips up to let your winch still come up. So it gives you a place to put your license plate, primarily for the off-road community. I mean,
sure.
It's most Jeeps you'll see have winches on the front.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing in Texas. You got to have them on the front and back.
Yep, and as a matter, that just started a couple years ago, didn't it?
No, it's been that way forever.
Has it? Okay.
Yeah. I wish it wouldn't be, because some vehicles, they're not really built for a front license plate holder.
I know.
Well, now, I know you have overhead security consoles. I mean, I'm curious, I mean, how do those attach? Is there supposed to be a place already for it there, or is that just something universal that you attach yourself?
Well, that's a pretty vehicle-specific application made for the Wranglers, the Jeep Wranglers, because they attach to the roll bar.
Okay.
The front footman loop, which is up on the windshield. And I've seen people install them in buggies and trucks, but you kind of have to just create your own mounting point at that point. And there's a lot of states when you go off-roading, you're required to have a secondary source of communication like a CB or a shortwave.
Well, for the hunters in our audience, I know something that you guys do, which is just dandy, and that's the truck bed security drawers.
The truck bed security drawers are super popular, especially with the hunters and with the law enforcement agencies and the oil field workers. They're extremely heavy duty. They're rated to hold 2,000 pounds on top. I have some law enforcement sheriff's office that put an ATV right up on top and chain it down, and that's how they get around town. And we also make underseat boxes that go under the rear seat of a lot of these pickup trucks, which is excellent for long gun storage. So if you're going to go hunting or you're going to carry a shotgun or something with you, no more rifle racks in the window. You stick it underneath your rear seat and you lock it up.
Well, what are you building these with?
Most of our products are made out of 16-gauge steel at minimum. A lot of our working hardware is like drawer slides and such is made out of 11-gauge steel. And we manufacture everything here in Colorado, and everything is made in the USA.
I like it. We do a lot of things specific. Again, I'm scrolling the site here, which, by the way, friends, is Tuffy, T-U-F-F-Y, products.com. And these vehicles are built in the great state of Texas. The Toyota Tacoma Security Cubby Cover. Now, what is that?
That's excellent. There's a lot of little nooks and crannies in the Tacoma, and we're trying to make different solutions for all of them. If you look behind the rear seat in the Tacoma, there's a little plastic bin that's back there. And what you do, it has a child safety seat restraint anchor back there. And what you do is you take out that little plastic thing, and we make a cubby cover that goes into that spot and makes a nice little about 18 by 18 cubby. It's perfect. It's hidden behind your rear seat, completely secure and lockable. It's great for a couple of handguns or handgun and some ammo. It's perfect.
You got your wish list there, Wayne?
No, I was just looking at some of the products here. All are into a lot of stuff. I mean, I see like tuners, you know, tools. I mean, just a host of things.
Yeah, we do as much as we can. The Tacoma, we also have a console insert that goes inside your center console between the front seat, drops in there and makes that thing lockable too. So it's another option for the Tacoma owners out there.
Well, somebody can get out there and surf. I just ran across the Ford F-Series Super Cab under rear seat lockbox. I want one. Except I don't have the truck, but I want the box.
You got to buy the box first and then the truck, right?
That's right. Now, how much stuff will that hold?
Well, most of our truck boxes go clear across the rear seat, so they're about 60 inches long or so.
Okay.
And depending on how much room is under there, they're anywhere from 5 to 9 inches high, and we make them as big as they'll take underneath that seat. So the typical one is going to hold 3 to 5 hunting rifles if you lay them, you know, kind of all laid out.
Sure.
You can put carpet down in there, and, I mean, it holds tons of stuff under there. That's the most popular thing that's going right now for law enforcement. Everybody in law enforcement is moving to these trucks because they can get the police packages on them so they're still souped up, and they can go more places than the sedans can go.
Yeah, Chris, so, as I'm cruising through this and I'm seeing prices, but do our listeners, if they're interested in product, say again, go online to tuffyproducts.com, but can we buy direct from you? Do you guys have a retailer chain? How's that work?
Well, you can do either. You can buy from our website. We have authorized distributors across the country, and you can check our dealer locator on our website there. That'll be up in the top toolbar to find one near you. You can contact us directly, and we can give you pricing or assist you in getting to a dealer. But either way, government agencies, they would contact me, and and we have special government pricing for those municipalities.
Now then, do most, I say most or all of your dealers do the installations?
Some of them do. I'd say it's probably, I'd say probably about a third of them actually do the on-site installation.
Okay.
Our professional line dealers that deal with the law enforcement and government agencies pretty much all do the installations also.
This could be
They're installing the lights and sirens and everything else at the same time.
Well, this could be a new sideline for Cronin here because he does our police department exhaust systems and what all else. What all else do you do with those cars? Anyway.
Mostly exhaust.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a lot of shops that start out just doing, say, bed liners, like a Linex shop. They'll start out doing bed liners, then call up and say, hey, I want to sell a box. And the next thing you know, they're selling several boxes a month. So it's a nice little gateway product to what already matches up with what they're offering.
Well, Wayne's still got my 76 CJ5 Jeep he's working on. Any kind of boxes for that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There sure is. We make stuff for the CJ5, believe it or not. They're still out there.
I saw some of that.
Oh, yeah, now that he welded a lot of stuff on the floor, so the rust holes, you can't see them anymore. Anyway, go ahead, Wayne.
Hey, tell me about that portable safe. How big is that y'all have?
Well, we make a couple of them. We make a small one and we make a large one. And the small one will hold a compact 9, say a Ruger SR9 compact. The larger one we made to hold anything up to a full-size 1911. No. So it'll hold your full-size 45 handgun. And the cool thing about those is they're completely portable. You have that lanyard, you secure it under your seat, you wrap it around, it tethers to itself, carry it into your house, you can secure it the same way, and they're TSA compliant. So if you're going to fly, you can put that in your checked luggage, and it qualifies as a TSA compliant storage device.
You also have a concealed carry drawer. What's that all about?
We have several of those, actually. We have one that's made for the JK Wranglers that's out there. It goes underneath the front seat, the driver's or the passenger side. And it's basically a nice long drawer. It slides all the way out, and it's designed to be hidden underneath the front seat where the bad guys aren't really going to look. We make them for the Wranglers. We make them for the Ford Explorers. We have a universal drawer that fits in a lot of trucks. So they're pretty popular also.
Chris, you mentioned that one box where I can secure it in my vehicle and then take it out and take it into my house. What do we have as far as products for the household?
Well, products for the household obviously aren't vehicle specific, so any product that we make, we have tactical security lock boxes that are just rectangular lock boxes with big beefy locks on them, combination overrides and keyed locks, and you just take that in and find a good stud on your wall and bolt it right onto it, anchor it down and make sure it's secure. We make those for the law enforcement side, but we sell just as many to regular civilians just wanting to keep their rifles and everything away from their kids and away from intruders.
Well, you also have a stereo security console. I know we get a lot of stereo stolen here in Houston. That's ideal for just about anyone.
Yeah, that's a universal application also, which is dynamite. What it does is it replaces your existing center console with a full-bodied steel one, has a nice armrest on top, and it actually raises it up a little bit to make it a little more accessible so you're not leaning over the whole time. And it's got a lockable stereo compartment in it, so you can take your radio out of your dash and then go ahead and put it in the security console. And when the console is locked, your stereo is locked.
Yeah, all these locks are titanium, aren't they?
They're made for us specifically. They're patented. They're all double-bitted 10 tumbler locks. The locksmiths don't have blanks for them. And I've only heard of one guy that claimed to have been able to pick one, but I'd like to see it done in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the title here, the PryGuard 2 locking system.
Yep, that's patented exclusive to us. It was designed by our founder here, and these locks are they're beefy. They're like I said, I've never heard of anybody except one guy claim to be able to pick into one. So
okay, I'm looking at some of this and thinking about how neat it is. Do any of these applications help people out as far as, you know, if they call their insurance company and say, guess what I just installed? How about knocking my insurance down?
I don't know about that. I guess that would vary by insurance company.
Right.
But I do know that we've had several vehicles, you know, get totaled and stuff like that where they roll their vehicle or get into an accident, and the insurance company will replace the Tuffy products as long as it's listed on their policy. So, you know, work trucks especially, they have all their equipment listed on there. So as long as you do your due diligence and get your assets that are located inside your car noted, then the insurance company should replace that under your property insurance.
Well, and again, as you talk about work trucks, because like the drawers we were talking about earlier, we tend to think, how many shotguns and rifles can I put in there? But also, I mean, people that are working, I mean, tools, because tools are a big theft item.
Oh, absolutely, especially when you get these guys like in the oil field or these contractors that go way out into these rural areas and then go away from their trucks for a period of time because they're working, say, inside of a building. You know, that's a big theft item. And, you know, a market that people don't think about a lot, too, is photographers. Photographers carry around thousands of dollars of photography equipment, and most of them have it in Rubbermaid tubs in the back of their vehicles. And, you know, a $500 drawer could clear out all that risk.
Yeah, well, y'all do something to make them, before they get into the car, you have those door protector plates.
Yeah, we do offer those. Those are very vehicle specific, but most trucks are covered, and that's the big theft item. I hate to say it and give people tricks, but you know the Chevys and the Toyotas are so easy to break into.
It's pop them open.
Yep, a guy who knows what he's doing can get into your Chevy in less than 5 seconds, and a guy who knows what he's doing can steal the tailgate off your Tacoma in less than 10 seconds.
Oh my god!
With no tools, and that's you know $700 to $1,000 gone.
Wow. Well, food for thought again, friends. As time catches up to us, TuffyProducts.com, interesting stuff, TuffyProducts.com. And I bet if they ask for you, Chris, you probably got some, and I'm sure this happens to you. People go, you know, I got this issue. You go, you know, hey, we don't have something for that, but we can make it.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do custom things. We have some custom applications. And I love it when people call up and just say, hey, what do you recommend? Because I'd love to try and be creative with it.
Outstanding. Our guest, Chris Kemp, account manager, Tuffy Security Products. Good stuff, Chris. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thanks, Harold. We appreciate it.
All right, friends. We'll be back with more of the Automotive Reporter right after this.
Long live the earnest, the unbreakable, the proud. Long live the hardworking who believe the only way is the Texas way. And long live the trucks that are as dependable as the Texans who drive them. Ram, the longest-lasting pickups in Texas.
Based on IHS Automotive VIO registration data for all brands of GVW 1-3 pickup trucks continuously sold in Texas since 1990, Dodge and Ram have the highest overall percentage still on the road. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Long live the courageous, the tenacious, the ones who push forward and give back. Long live the greater good, the helping hand, and long live the trucks that are as dependable as the Texans who drive them. Ram, the longest-lasting pickups in Texas.
Based on IHS Automotive VIO registration data for all brands of GVW 1-3 pickup trucks continuously sold in Texas since 1990, Dodge and Ram have the highest overall percentage still on the road.
From fenders to hoods, Lee Van has it. Grills to bumpers, Lee Van has it. Headlamps to tail lamps and everything in between, Lee Van Auto Parts has it. L-E-V-A-N is your one-stop source for every auto part and body supply you need. Their 30,000 square foot warehouse has over 100,000 parts in stock, and they can get more. These are brand new, certified, aftermarket parts built to factory specs. By cutting out the middleman, you get great parts at wholesale prices, where you can save up to 30% and more. Whether you need an alternator or a starter, radiator or heater core, door handle or mirror, don't try to save money buying some rebuilt junk when you can save more money buying a brand new part from Lee Van that they stand behind. Their huge warehouse is conveniently located at 501 Rankin Road, just east of I-45. Walk in or shop online at theautoparts.com. Remember, L-E-V-A-N, if you need it, Lee Van has it.
Welcome back. Wayne Crone along with Harold Gunn. It's time for this week's road test.
Indeed. Neat vehicle. And it really has resurrected the midsize truck category, friends. And this is the 2017 Chevrolet Colorado, the two-wheel drive LT, crew cab short box. Neat, neat vehicle. And a lot of manufacturers are now jumped back into the midsize truck market. In fact, Ford's going to do it next year. They're bringing back the Ranger. So, this has been good all around for all of us, and to me, these vehicles are just the perfect size for a lot of folks. They really, really are, and very capable. This has got Chevy's 3.6-liter dual overhead cam V6, putting out 308 horsepower, made it to an 8-speed automatic transmission, so you've got a lot of scoot, But then on the high end, you can get really, really good gas mileage. Safety and security, sure. You know, rear vision security camera, all the airbags you need, four-wheel anti-lock disc brakes with their Duralife rotors, which are mind-blowing. If the rotors ever wear out on my SSR, that's what I want you to put in for me, Wayne, okay? Anyway, locking tailgate. Some don't lock, friends. These do. A nice corner step on the rear bumper to help you get up in that bed. Inside, driver four-way power adjustable seat. Front buckets, which are really, really comfy. Color-keyed carpets and the floor mats. Of course, air conditioning. Leather-wrapped steering wheel. A lot of nice controls on the wheel for convenience. Great, great interior detail with this vehicle. This one had some extra goodies on it, too. The tow haul mode, 16-inch spare wheel. The luxury package, including the four-way power, again, adjustable seat with also lumbar for the driver and passenger, automatic AC, inside rearview mirror with auto dimming, power outside heated mirrors, driver and front passenger heated seats. The back seats fold down to carry a lot of room, or should I say have a lot of room to carry a lot of stuff. Projection-type headlamps, chrome rear bumper, of course you need that. Leather-pointed front seats. Rear sliding window, also heated. Outstanding stuff. The easy lift and lower tailgate. Some tailgates are easy to lower, but not easy to put back up. Front fog lamps, forward collision alert, lane departure warning, trailering equipment package. Really a nice vehicle, and they're really good looking. And if you didn't put a 1500 Silverado side by side with the Colorado, you'd think they're the same vehicle, but they're not. The Colorado is a bit smaller and a bit more convenient. Base price on the vehicle is $28,000. Loaded to the gills, like my test vehicle was $35,000, but it was worth it because it had a red-hot exterior and a jet-black interior. It's good-looking. Check this thing out. It might be just the right size for you. The 2017 Chevrolet Colorado two-wheel drive LT crew cab with the short box, they say.
And we have somewhat of a racing report, don't we, Harold?
Well, a bit. We're cranking up, man. They're wrapping up Daytona Speed Week today with the kickoff of this year's Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series at Daytona International Speedway. Can't make the race this week, but as I said, I'll be touring the racetrack next week. And, of course, we also have to jump in again and say, boogity, boogity, boogity.
Hey, well, IndyCar cranks up in 2017 season on March 12th at my old stomping ground, the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg on the streets of St. Pete, Florida.
That's a great race, too. It really is. Formula One, they thunder back to life with the Rolex Australian Grand Prix on March the 26th. And the new ownership is promoting bigger, better, faster, and we do wish them all the best. We'll be back with more right after this.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
Friends, you can now listen to the Automotive Reporter worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone. No syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to automotivereporter.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who are making a difference, who get out there and take action, who prove every day that they are so much more than a color. Here's to the people who are more than pink. Get involved at Komen.org/morethanpink.
Welcome back to the Automotive Reporter. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin. A little bit of time to finish what I was talking about earlier, the top 10 sales recently at the Mecum auction in Los Angeles. In fact, I'll start at the top again. The biggest winner, 2006 Ford GT went for $305,000. 2013 Ferrari 458 Italia, $230,000. 2009 Ferrari 430 Scudera Spider, $215,000. Here's a pleasant surprise. Gosh, I wish I had one of these. 1957 Cadillac Eldorado Biarritz convertible. You talk about a hunk of Detroit iron, friends. That went for $200,000. A 2008 Rolls-Royce Phantom Drophead Coupe, $150,000. A 1960 Porsche 356 BT5 Roadster, $125,000. 67 Shelby GT Fastback, $110,000. 2012 Rolls-Royce Ghost, $102,500. A 1934 Willys five-window coupe street rod, $100,000. My goodness, what a surprise. And rounding out the top 10, a 2011 Bentley Mulsanne sedan, $97,500. Oh, my. Friends, join us next week for more of the Automotive Reporter. Please join Wayne Cronin and myself. And remember, we are powered by Ram Trucks America. Longest lasting pickups in the U.S., friends. Guts, glory, Ram. Be safe out there and join us for the Automotive Reporter.